Wonderful to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Once again, big news out of Washington, where President Trump announced that California's authority to set auto mileage standards stricter than the federal government is being revoked. So we'll talk about California's legal response to that as well. That's all coming up in the next hour right here on KPCC. But right now, the question is it a public service or is it public shaming? In West Hollywood, WeHoville, a news website that covers the city, is publicizing the names and the arrests of those who were either arrested in West Hollywood or who are West Hollywood residents and arrested elsewhere. Critics say the problem with that is you're publicizing the names of individuals before charges have even been filed. These could be arrests on matters in which they are totally innocent. Also, that you're taking something that is in many cases just a misdemeanor and publicly shaming the person for attaching their name to the arrest. With us is the publisher of WeHoville, Hank Scott. Ms. Scott, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, what is it about this that you see as a public service?
Yes, I do, actually, particularly in West Hollywood, where in the last couple of years, there's been a growing concern among residents about crime here. So I think it's useful to keep people very much up to date on what's happening. We do have a sheriff's station that now releases annual crime reports or weekly crime reports. It doesn't name the people involved, but the station used to not do that.
And what's the advantage of having the name? I understand why there might be benefit in having a particular crimes arrested, the location of that, when it occurred. What is the public service benefit of the person's name, the individual arrested?
Well, I think it's helpful in this city to know who's committing crimes. I recently wrote a story revealing that a prominent commissioner on our Historic Preservation Commission had multiple felony arrests in Georgia and is involved in some similar things here in Los Angeles. He is now resigned. Calling people out for breaking the law, I think, is not a bad thing. I understand if they're minor issues, let's say, driving under the influence, which is not great, but you shouldn't be humiliated by that, I think. But in these days, most people aren't, frankly. And that information is easily available online everywhere.
Okay. In the case, though, of the commissioner, I'm assuming that person was convicted of crimes in Georgia, and that's what your publication brought to light. That would, of course, be newsworthy. But you are just publicizing arrest records, not the charging or convicting of someone of a crime.
Well, the person, the commissioner, I mentioned his convictions, but also various trials that he's undergoing right now.
Okay. And you feel that because people who are seeking that out can access that, that gives you the green light ethically to do this in your publication?
Yeah, it's something actually I started out in the newspaper business way back when in I'm embarrassed to say, 1974, I think it was, at the News of Orange County in Hillsborough, North Carolina. And we published that sort of thing then. It was a very common thing among local weekly newspapers.
All right. And you're not publishing booking photos, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear from listeners what you think of this practice. This is something that is not typically done by local newspapers here in Southern California, but WeHoville in West Hollywood is doing it with those arrested in the city of West Hollywood. Their names are being published along with what they're arrested for, location and time of the alleged offense, as well as West Hollywood residents who are arrested elsewhere. Do you think that is a public service, or are you concerned about that potentially leading to actions, discrimination against those individuals because they're being publicized just for being arrested. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We're talking with the publisher of WeHoVille, Hank Scott. Hank, if no charges end up being filed, or the person goes on trial or before a judge and ends up having the charges tossed or they're acquitted, do you routinely publish that?
If I'm alerted to that, I'm basically a one-man show, so I can't follow everyone who's arrested in West Hollywood or all the crimes. We have a significant number of crimes. In 2014, I published a story that noted that we ranked highest among all the areas served by the LA County Sheriff's Department in Part 1 crimes, which is something that shocked the city based on real data and which the city doesn't really like to acknowledge. And let me just note one other thing.
Sure.
Service I mentioned is something I discovered when I joined the California Newspaper Publishers Association recently. It's offered free of charge to their members, so I'm sure there are other members using it as well.
Okay. Let's talk with Alan in West Hollywood, who wrote an op-ed piece that is contrary to what WeHoVille is doing. Alan in West Hollywood, you're on Air Talk. What concerns you about WeHoVille's practice in this way?
What concerns me is the fundamental problem that we're conflating two issues, and we shouldn't do that. An arrest is one thing, a conviction is another. And I agree that WeHoVille does a great job in the city of West Hollywood in reporting on actual crimes. I wrote in my op-ed piece about the fact that assaults keep occurring during daylight hours or any hours, and that's a concern. But an actual arrest, which may or may not lead to anything, I think is an unfair record to have for anyone who is ultimately absolved in any way of that arrest or what that arrest was for. And those things stay on someone's record for a long time. And I know that these things are publicly available elsewhere, but this puts it out there in a much more accessible and broadcast form, and I disagree with that.
All right. Alan, do you write for WeHoVille, or you're just a resident who reads the site?
I'm a resident who reads the site.
Okay. Alan, thanks very much. Hank, you want to respond to Alan's concerns?
I listen to Alan's concerns, and I take them seriously. But again, these things that seem to be shaming people are hurting them in various ways. Anyone, I used to do executive recruiting years ago. Anyone looking to hire someone for a serious job is going to do the research that will necessarily turn up exactly this information. In this digital age, sadly, nothing is secret anymore. I have written stories about candidates for city council and revealed their convictions for various crimes in places across the nation. They seem to be surprised at that, but it's just something easily found.
All right, we'll continue our conversation. Alan, I want to thank you for your call. We're talking with Hank Scott, who publishes WeHoVille, a news website that covers West Hollywood. He has started publishing the names of North Hollywood residents or individuals arrested in North Hollywood as a part of a regular arrest report. This is prior to a person actually being charged with the crime for which they're arrested. What do you think of the practice? Is it a public service or is it a de facto shaming? 866-893-KPECC. We'll be back in 1 minute on Air Talk. Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking about WeHoVille, the West Hollywood news site, which is run by publisher Hank Scott. It started publishing the names of individuals arrested in the city, including those arrested on misdemeanor charges. That's something that's not typically done before an individual is charged, unless, you know, it's a famous person who's arrested for something. But this applies to a whole range of people. With us is Claudia Pescuta, who's KNX reporter, calling us from downtown. Claudia, good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Larry. This is an issue that I've struggled with as a reporter. And, you know, it takes so little evidence to arrest someone that I usually do not include the name until someone's actually been charged. And I'm wondering, I haven't seen how WeHoVille does this, but I'm wondering if they follow up to later say, you know, charges were not filed or what happened at prelim.
Yeah, and I actually had you probably missed that. I just asked Hank that question, and Hank, you said you really don't have the staff to do the follow up.
No, we don't. Basically, this WeHoVille, we have an audience according to Google Analytics of 80,000 uniques a month. So we've got lots of people in Greater West Hollywood reading us, but I'm the only full time journalist working here. So in this day of digital media, it's not easy. So I don't have a staff to do that. I do have some freelancers, and I encourage everyone, it says on the site, to remember to take a look, and I direct them to the place to look, to follow up and see what happens with this arrest.
Have you had people whose names you published contact you afterward and say, hey, I want you to put on there no charges were ever filed, or judge threw out the case, or I was acquitted? Have any of the individuals named reached out for you to get a follow-up written?
Well, I only started this about 3 or 4 days ago, so I'm not anyone. The only complaint I heard is from someone who says that he runs a news website in West Hollywood that I've never heard of, WeHo Daily, I think. I think it's a blog, but no one here knows it. So other than that, and Al, no one's complained as of now.
Yeah, let me go back to Claudia Piscuta, KNX reporter. So Claudia, is there a practice at KNX on this, or is this something that you as a reporter just decide on your own what you feel right about doing?
You know, I think it's something that has to be decided on a case-by-case basis. Sometimes, you know, it depends on the circumstances, but I just know how difficult it is to clear your name once something has appeared on the internet, you know, and you hear this sort of thing, like people whose mugshots have been published. But, you know, if your name is out there and a potential employer Googles it and, you know, say you had a couple of arrests, but you were never charged, well, you know, it's going to be difficult, perhaps, to get a job after something like that. And, you know, again, a lot of times people get arrested and charges are never filed.
Yeah. Claudia, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for bringing this up. Let's talk with Stacy in West Covina. You're on Air Talk. What do you think about WeHoVille's policy?
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good.
Good. To me, it just seems that there are so many possible negative ramifications. As Claudia said, this can follow you when you're looking for employment. Not only that, but think about people's children, because not only are employers or law enforcement looking at these records, but people's parents, you know, people you know, your neighbors are looking at this. Oh, no, you can't play with her because her dad was arrested for blah, 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 which could lead to bullying and all kinds of other negative consequences, not only for that individual, but for their families as well. I mean, thinking about my son and what would happen if my name was plastered all over the internet for something I didn't really do because someone got mad and reported me to the police.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so those things don't disappear. You know, these are permanent records on the internet.
Certainly in the internet age, and that is what has changed this. Stacy, I appreciate it very much. Mark writes on the page, Mr. Scott says years ago they did this at another publication he worked at, but Mark says times have changed. Making public accusations before court action is irresponsible and not journalistic. I had a friend whose ex-wife accused him of abusing their daughter during a nasty custody fight. He was arrested, released days later when they figured out that his ex-wife had lied. How would that look in Mr. Scott's publication? He says, furthermore, it's a logical fallacy to say we used to do it and make an appeal to tradition. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, KPECC.org. Harold in West LA says the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission prohibits employers from using information about arrest records to make employment decisions. It's illegal. Harold, that might be the case that people are not supposed to consider it, and I don't know what the limits are on that. But I think the concern that people have is that whether it is explicitly considered or not, that it can cause individuals to still choose that information, to use that, not to hire someone. And there would be no way of knowing that an employer disqualified someone as a result of that. Curtis in Garden Grove says, I was arrested once for shooting a disc gun out of the car. The official charge was a drive-by shooting, which sounded so much worse. I don't think they should be publishing this information. This is the worst part of the internet. Again, you can share your comments on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Krista in Mid-City, LA says, I lived in Ohio where they would publish third-party mugshots, and it was really trashy and unnecessary, totally inhumane, because that's what comes up when someone's name is Googled. Hank Scott of WeHoville, you've heard people's concerns. Any thoughts you'd reconsider doing this?
Well, I just want to note one thing. As I'm listening to all of this, I'm looking at all the many, many places you can go online. InstantCheckmate.com, TruthFinder.com, MyLife.com, Radaris, been verified.
But you have to pay for most of those services.
They're all places where you find people's arrest records.
Okay. All right. But again, you do have to pay, I believe, in most of the cases for those background checks. Hank Scott, publisher of WeHoville, thanks very much for talking about this policy, which, at least from the listeners that we've heard, they're not seeing as a public service. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Coming up in our second hour, we'll be taking a look at how to deal with a misfit between your child and your child's teacher. How far do you as a parent go to intervene in those cases?